Praise the Lord. We're going to have a baptism today, and I'm going to share some scriptures on baptism before we have the baptism. And, then we're going to baptize our brother here. And if anybody else wants to get baptized, you're welcome to come up and we'll baptize you. So, somebody else? Is there? Huh? Who is? Oh, yeah, okay. We got two. Great. Praise the Lord. That's great. Yeah. Praise God. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to just take these scriptures that you've given me today to share and just let them just enter into people's hearts and let them just realize that baptism is not just a show, but it's literally a beginning of stepping out into a new birth in you. And I thank you, Father, and I ask you to just have your way here today. I give you all praise, all glory, and all honor for everything that you accomplish here. In the name above all names, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Praise God. In Matthew 3:11, it says this. And this was John the Baptist talking. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And you know, that sounds kind of scary a little bit, but I'm going to tell you what, it's not scary at all. Because when that fire of God comes in you, it begins to burn up the wood, hay, and stubble in your life and begins to make you into a new creation man. And, you know, our God is a consuming fire. He consumes things in us that don't need to be there. And you know what? Thank God that He does. My next scripture is Matthew 3:13, and it says, Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John, he didn't want to baptize him. I'm going to paraphrase there. It said he forbade him, but it literally means he didn't want to baptize him because he thought, I have need to be baptized of you, and you come to me? And this is what Jesus said. And Jesus answered him and said unto him, Suffer it to be so for now, for thus becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him to be baptized. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went straight out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And I'm going to tell you what, I believe that any time that a person decides to give their life to the Lord and gets baptized, whether you hear it or you don't hear it, the Father's saying it. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. John 3:3 is the next one. Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Acts 3:35 and 41 says, 35 through 41 says this. And says until I make my foes my footstool. Therefore, let the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and they said unto Peter, and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And this is what Peter told them. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And I love this. And he said, And you shall, I like the word shall, that means it's going to happen. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all who are afar off, even to as many as the Lord our God shall call. You know, years ago, we had a gospel family that came to the church, and their names was the Brewers back then, a Brewer family, and their mom would play the piano, and then she would holler out each one of them's name, and she said, Will you answer the call? I don't know if you guys remember that, but you know, and then they'd holler, Yes, I'll answer the call. And then they'd come up on the stage, and then they'd all get up there, and then they'd sing and minister while they were up there. But you know, Scripture says, No man can come unto me except the Father draw him. And I'm going to tell you what, if you've made up your mind, you've been drawn by the Father today. And the Father is going to begin to minister to you in such lovely ways. You're going to have encounters with God, and you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful life. And I'm going to tell you what, doesn't mean you ain't going to have troubles, because you will have some troubles. But I tell you what, God will be right there in the middle of the fire. Anytime there's fire around your life, He'll be right there in the middle of whatever situation. If you're in prison, He'll be right there in the middle of the prison. No matter where you're at, He's promised He'd never leave you, never forsake you. He said, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. And then He'll be with you eternally after that, you know. Praise God. Okay. And then after He had said that, He said, and then with many other words did He testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this upward generation. And they gladly received the word and were baptized that same day. And they added 3,000 souls. I'm going to tell you what, when God moves, He moves, buddy. And 1 Corinthians 12:13 says this, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink of that one Spirit. Romans 6:2-5 says this, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many as you were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism and into death, and like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also shall walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also be in the likeness of His resurrection. You know, Galatians 3:26-28 says this, for ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. You are all one in Christ. And I tell you what, you will no longer have to walk in mistaken identity. Don't let anything else identify you other than Jesus Christ, because that's who you're giving yourself to, and that's whose child that you are. Praise God. Ephesians 4:14-19 says this, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You're moving right into the family, folks. That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. And He's going to strengthen you. You know, we got one young man there. You play football and stuff. I know you have. Big, strong fella. But I tell you what, he's going to get an inner strength that's going to so surpass that strength on the outside, you know. And that He would grant you according to riches to be of His glory to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. You know, I love that. There's four things there. You only need three dimensions to build anything. But guess what? God has another dimension. His dimension's even greater. And you know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And that's going to be my prayer for you guys as you go on and you commit your lives to the Lord. He's going to fill you more and more each day. And as you lift your cup up, yourself up to Him as your cup, He's going to pour more of that Spirit in you and out of you each and every day. Praise God. One more scripture here. Ephesians 1:3-11. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. I'm going to tell you what, from this day forward, when you commit your life to the Lord, you're without blame. You can walk in newness of life. You don't have to worry about that old sinful nature or none of that stuff. You just commit yourself to the Lord each and every day. You ask Him to help you each and every day, and just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and you'll be just fine. Everything will be just fine. Having predestined us unto the adoption of children, and I love that adoption word there. The Greek in that means placing as a son. He's placed you as a son. In the Gospel of John, the beginning of it, it says, to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, and to them that believed on His name. Amen. And it says, and by Jesus Christ Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise and glory of His grace, wherein we have made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through the blood and forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. And here's that mystery, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purposes of Him who hath worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. You know, He knew this day was coming for each one of you guys. He knew it from before the world was even created. He saw you. He knew exactly the day that you were going to come and get baptized and commit your life to the Lord. And thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, if you all come forward, we'll go. Yeah.
Can I read one more scripture?
Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity, will gather you from the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile.
Praise the Lord. That's a great scripture. Praise God. So if you all come on, we'll get ready. We'll get this show on the road here. Praise the Lord. How is it?